This induction and the effects within when this induction will fade if for any reason there is an interruption that requires your immediate and full attention. And I want you to imagine something for me now. A gold pocket watch on a chain. You can see the details of this watch, how it shines in the light. The arms on the watch face. Just focus this picture in your mind as you begin to watch it swinging. Just slowly to and fro, side to side. So nice and relaxing to watch, allowing you to go deeper with every swing of my gold pocket watch. Focusing as the light glistens as it moves, and you can just feel your mind being pulled into the watch now, just allowing you to be so blank, so mindless, so happy in this trance, just focusing on the warmth, feeling yourself slipping away, wanting to focus more and more on it, loving the way you feel yourself slipping into its gaze. And every time you hear me sing gold pocket watch, you feel this trance getting stronger and more relaxing, bringing you into the deepest trance you've ever been. Whenever you see my gold pocket watch, you can just sink back into this relaxing trance. When you trust the person triggering you, then they'll be safe with you. My gold pocket watch can just let you sink deeply into this trance again for me. Your subconscious will not allow any commands that will make you uncomfortable while under the gaze of my gold pocket watch. And that includes the rest of this file and files afterwards, so you know that anything you are told is good for you, because your subconscious will not allow anything that would upset you. And your subconscious will tell the person it doesn't agree with. And if it tries to pressure you, you will simply wake up refreshed and alert. You'll not be able to do anything you're uncomfortable with when you're under the gaze of a gold pocket watch. Your subconscious will be monitoring the commands, and if it's something your subconscious will agree with, you'll just follow along happily with the person's suggestions. Just allow my gold pocket watch to set your mind even deeper, blank for me, just feeling yourself slipping away comfortably into my words, going deeper and deeper into your own mind now. I'm going to give you another trigger now. It's a simple trigger, and one that will only work for me during the course of this induction, and this induction only. A trigger, you know, that in this current state is going to help you find a much deeper state of relaxation. A trigger that the effects will wear off instantly if there is an immediate emergency, reverting instantly and feeling nice and awake and alert if the trance is broken for an emergency, but will stay in effect for any false alarms, allowing you to sink instantly back down into trance for the rest of the hypnosis session planned ahead of you. And knowing these safeguards are in place, along with my gold pocket watch, can send you deeper and more comfortable as you listen to my words and hear them as you listen closely and sleep deep down, relaxed, comfortable, sinking faster and deeper into a soft sense of relaxation and bliss. Feeling so good to allow yourself into such a deep trance for me, to relax and feel good, to feel safe, to feel comfortable, feeling deeper and heavier, and sinking more and more, just allowing yourself to focus purely on my voice. Every sentence I say, starting with the phrase, "You forget," all of the things listed afterwards will simply fade from your consciousness awareness, being able to let all the stresses and worries of the world just fade away, leaving your mind, sense of self, because this trance is one of deep relaxation. Your mind will no longer need to hold on to these things, these concepts that may distract you from the relaxation and deep trance you desire. You know that they're not important for you to hold on to for this trance. And every time I say the words, you forget the next things I mention in the sentence. All the memories and knowledge related to it will be locked away in your subconscious. Safe, but inaccessible to the conscious mind, it doesn't require the things I say after the starting sentence with the words, you forget, not to feel so deep and comfortable and relaxed. These will safely be locked away and completely forgotten. Whenever I use the phrase, you forget, followed by what I want you to forget. If I use the words, you never knew, the next things I say will seem to you like you never knew them at all, hiding the fact that you ever even had the knowledge to lose in the first place. It's a different sensation to forgetting, where when forgetting, there's that thought that there's something just out of reach or behind a little mental block that you might feel when you forget something. Anything following the words, you never knew, makes it so you didn't even realize there was something missing in the first place. It's not even a concept that you recognize, even if you were told what it was. It's something that you would have never even imagined to know. It's something that your mind has never needed to think about before, and never needing to think and worry about something means it's one less thing playing on your mind while you sink deeper into my gold pocket watch. As soon as you hear me say a sentence with those special words, anything following the phrase, you never knew, just simply slips out of your conscious awareness, safely inaccessible from your conscious mind, until you hear me say the phrase, normal memory, or if there is an emergency that requires you to remember immediately, or after a maximum of 15 minutes after waking up from this hypnosis session. The phrase, normal memory, returns everything instantly back to normal, back to how you were at the beginning of this trance, while keeping the memories and experiences of what you had during it. If I use the phrase, you remember, followed by something, you will instantly remember that, and only that information, clearly and vividly, as it releases from the safety of your subconscious mind, keeping the rest of it nice and safe until you're reverted with normal memory. It doesn't matter what you forget, because you know you will remember it within 15 minutes of breaking trance, or if you need to remember it instantly in an emergency. The memories are safe within your mind and cannot cause you any harm, discomfort, or problems by forgetting. These effects can only be used by me in the instances of a trance, so they will not be effective mistakenly in public or where it would be otherwise unsafe. Only within the context of these files do these words have any effect. You forget, followed by something to forget, will make you safely lock away any memories, information, or knowledge of what I tell you afterwards, until reverted with normal memory, or the time limit is hit, or there is an emergency. You never knew, followed by something to forget, will make you safely lock away any memories, information, or knowledge of what I tell you, with you not even considering that you ever knew it in the first place, until reverted under the same conditions. You will remember everything you think and experience while forgetting, until reverted under the same conditions. You will remember remember everything you think and experience while you have forgotten. When you awaken, you will know your memories are safe and not to worry, and just enjoy the experience of forgetting. Even if you were to forget about time or sound, you will still revert after the time limit, and you will still hear any revert triggers or anything that might alarm you to an emergency. I'm going to go through a little exercise with you now, and this exercise is to help you to fall even deeper into this nice trance you're already so deep in now, just by my gold pocket watch. You know that by the time this exercise ends, you're going to be in such a deep trance, relaxing so deep, knowing all of those cares and distractions will soon fade away. So gently and effortlessly, we can start with practicing your new triggers. If I tell you, you forget your name, you can just spend a little time getting used to forgetting information. Just finding that no matter how hard you try and remember your name, the harder you try, the stronger your subconscious conceals it for you. You forget your name. You know the memories of your name are safe. You know that you have a name, but the more that you try and remember, the more locked away your memories become, until you never knew you had a name. And then you can realize that you don't have any names at all. No names in your memory. You don't remember even having a name or what it could possibly be. Until you have your normal memory come back and you find all the information is right there, you know it clearly now, and you feel okay with this experience, just getting used to it. The idea of forgetting and understanding how it works. And now, from now on, until the end of this experience, or you're disturbed by an emergency that requires your memory to return, going to slowly remove information, memories, your past, and distractions from your mind, just leaving you more and more blank and alone with your thoughts. You'll remember that you have allowed me to do this for you, and will not panic or feel alarmed when they're removed, as you know that your memories are safe, and it's going to feel so nice to sink even deeper into trance. Just safe and carefree, knowing you're nice, relaxed, no distractions and no worries. I'm going to start now, and you know that any hint of stress can just fade, knowing your memories are always safe in your subconscious, and it's going to be so easy to just relax as you find yourself calming. As all the things to worry about are poofed away, you'll still remember me, you'll still remember this trance, and you will remember that you chose to forget everything for a while, and know that you're going to feel so good and comfortable doing so. You never knew your name. You never knew what you did today. You never knew any titles you identify with. You never knew what your age is. You never knew your family. You never knew your past. And in this moment, you're probably feeling a little confused, but nice and calm. Any discomfort or worry can just fade away, knowing how good it's going to feel in order to relax. And just like that, you never knew you had any discomfort with forgetting things for a while. Just relax. From now on, we can begin to remove more things, more concepts, information, feelings, thoughts will begin to slip away. Just silly things that don't exist while in trance. You never knew your body image, what you may look like, or what a body even is. You never knew about genders. You never knew about your past memories from before this file. You never knew about society. You never knew about people. You never knew about humanity. You never knew about animals. You never knew about time. You never knew about emotions. You never knew the existence of the universe. You never knew existence. You never knew of life or death or mortality. You never knew any beliefs. You never knew of cause and effect. You never knew your physical senses. You never knew about physical existence. You never knew about physical space. You never knew physical feelings. You never knew your perception of reality. You never knew the concept of owning something. You never knew the concept of objects. You never knew the concepts of light or sound. You never knew your past. You never knew your past perception of reality as a whole. You never knew anything and everything else I may have missed, apart from being able to think who I am, and that you allowed yourself to become this blank and deep entrance for yourself, just relaxing. And now that you're this deep, so at peace, existing as pure essence of mind, you remember to focus deep on my words. You remember to feel so ready to experience the hypnosis session ahead of you, as your mind has nothing else left to do to distract you from this wonderful feeling of oblivion.